Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. You know, it seems like there are those figures in church history that you find yourself coming back to again and again. And one of those figures is George Whitefield. We've talked about him numerous times on this program, and I thought, let's talk about him one more time. And I have a hunch that the good Mr. Whitefield will come up again in the not-too-distant future. But this time, we find him in White Clay Creek, Delaware. Now, Delaware, as you know, was a very small colony of the 13 colonies, not near the prominence of a Pennsylvania or a Virginia or a Massachusetts. But there was a particular church there and a particular minister there that Whitefield greatly appreciated, and he spoke very highly of his time with him. The minister was William Tennant. He was one of the sons of Gilbert Tennant Sr., a brother to Gilbert Tennant Jr., and also a brother to Charles Tennant. These, of course, were the folks who began the great log college up in Neshaminy, Pennsylvania. The log college moved across the river and became the basis for what was known as the College of New Jersey, and then eventually as Princeton University. The roots were there in the parish house of Gilbert Tennant Sr. He had immigrated to the colonies, and his sons were young. William was young when he came to the colonies, and William Tennant went on to be the minister at White Clay Creek, a Presbyterian church, part of the New Brunswick Presbytery there in Delaware. He went in 1737, and not nearly famous as his other brothers, but he stayed there, labored quietly for the next 4 decades ministering in that church. Something very exciting happened in 1739. Mr. Whitefield came to town, and every time Whitefield came to town, it was quite an event. The date was May 13 in 1739. He had preached that morning at what Whitefield refers to in his journal as Willingtown. It changed its name to Wilmington, Delaware. And that morning he preached to a crowd of about 5,000. He went out about a 10-mile horseback ride from Wilmington down to Newark, not too far from where the current University of Delaware has its campus. And there was White Clay Creek, this humble little Presbyterian church amidst the farm fields and rolling hills of Delaware, and Whitefield preached to a crowd of 3,000 people. Let me just read from his journal. A great presence of God was in both places, especially at White Clay Creek, a place under the care of Mr. William Tennant. The word, I believe, was both like a fire and a hammer, for many were exceedingly melted, and one cried out most bitterly, as in great agonies of soul. At both places, we collected about 24 pounds for the orphan house, and the people were very solicitous for me to bring our sloop up their creek the next time I came, that they might put in provisions. Never did I see a more plentiful country than in White Clay Creek. He goes on to talk about the horseback ride he had, not only with Mr. Tennant, but a few other ministers. So he says, after the sermon, I rode towards Nottingham with Mr. Tennant, Mr. Craghead, and Mr. Blair, all worthy ministers of the dear Lord Jesus. The last especially, and this is Samuel Blair, the last especially has been remarkably owned of God, and for that he has been despised by his revered, pharisaical, letter-learned brethren. Many others belonging to Philadelphia accompanied us, and we rode through the woods, most sweetly singing and praising God. We were all rejoiced to see our dear Lord's kingdom come with such visible power, and endeavor to strengthen one another against a suffering time that should come. May the great Shepherd make us willing, when called to it, to lay down our lives for his sheep. Amen. Amen. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History.